now on the continuous call team, the Sunday Carve Up.
Every year, a mob called Take Five do something called Top 20 Radio Hunks. Good-looking people.
Yeah.
The list says who?
Well, according to Take Five.
Says who?
It's a website, like a girl's, I don't know. Like
an adult one.
No, thank you. But
what's the www?
Put that in your favourites, David.
He'll be Googling that one.
And there's moths aplenty outside the two coaches' boxes. Does that say something about the two coaches?
Well, Madge has opened his wallet, obviously.
Well, Bozo might be up there.
I do have a contact, a very dear friend who's in
has
a senior.
Got a box there?
Well, who is it?
Now,
yours.
I'm not going to tell you because.
Well, can you speak to your last contact?
This last time this happened to me was with our devoted and dear friend, now departed from Virgin Australia,
Roger.
And brushed by you because he can't do any good anymore because he's not there.
No, that's not true.
I ran into Roger at Coles 2 days ago, but I didn't have my contacts in, so I looked straight at him.
You brushed him?
I didn't recognize him.
Oh, no.
I kept walking,
you
I know. And I thought he was a fan. I thought he... I was like, yeah.
My God, Roger, you've left Virgin. See ya.
Can I tell you the inspiration behind Alexi's name?
What?
So there's a gymnast called Alexi Nemov, who was an amazing gymnast, competed at the 2000 Olympics. I used to love gymnastics. I was obsessed.
Yeah.
And they went and watched, and Alexi was named after Alexi Nemov. And I used to have the biggest crush on Alexi Nemov because he was really good looking.
Well, yeah. Tell it again. Tell it again. Tell it again. In 25 years, okay, he's going to be gone. I'm going to be gone.
Oh, how dare you?
I'll be gone.
I'll be 87, the lucky number. Oh, I'll be 280 kilos. Sitting there.
Can you imagine him?
You know what they'll do? They'll be taking roof tiles off the house of Cronulla. They get a crane in to get him out.
Why would they want to get me out? Home nursing?
No, hello. Funeral home?
Oh, how dare you?
Bev will be on the phone saying, look, the insurance will cover this, but we do need a crane.
God,
how big the coffin will be, a four-bedroom house?
I went on a date with a guy who owns a crane.
He's a swinger.
What do you mean he's a swinger?
The cranes, they swing, you know.
My mate Pedro's just come in now. He's one of my assistant coaches up there at Mona Vale Raiders. He helps me out. See, he's my PA. Yeah. He came in and took a couple of our pies and stuff. He said he was working. Yeah, basically, blah, 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 a moron. Yeah, look, that's fine. Thanks, Pedro.
I just missed you tonight, Leaves.
Yeah, I missed you too, Jamie.
Oh, so, can you two wait? Get a room.
Yeah, well, we'd love to. Is that an option?
Having had a look at the coach eye replay, the corridor of uncertainty only needed one viewing of that. And Steve Chitty said,
"What's your language there?"
Steve Chitty said,
"You're a disgrace.
This is
the ABC, you know.
It's a try."
Geez, I know you didn't have a high opinion of him, but that's taking it a bit too far.
Name someone who's had a kid that looks exactly like him.
Old mate Mersey says at Kingsgrave. Mark, what about Tim Zoo and Kostya Zoo?
Yes.
Yeah. That's another good one.
Yeah, there's a very big similarity
and
there.
And the cousin, Western Plains.
Ha 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 ha